Monday, Shir Lama Dalit.
We saw the machlekes in the Gemara. Basloim v'dimri, mal v'oimer chomesh, v'loy v'oimer sholosh. Mal v'oimer chomesh, v'loy v'oimer sholosh. Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds, he's a moide b'miktsas in his chayev shvuah. And Rabbi Kiva holds he's a meishiv aveide and he's potur me'ashvua. This is be'etzem the braise. Mal v'oimer chomesh v'loy v'oimer sholosh in shtar shtei tzloy moedimrim. Mal v'oimer chomesh v'loy v'oimer sholosh Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds yichayev shvua smoide b'miktsas. And Rabbi Kiva holds you potur you meishiv aveide. And we mentioned that as a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand machlekes Rav Shimon ben Elozer and Rabbi Kiva. This is the first chelik of the sugya, and we'll try it a little bit first to be masked by the first chelik. Rashi learns the aleph base from Rashi and the sugya is there is no migu in the parsha. Rav Shimon ben Elozer and Rabbi Kiva are not handling the sugya of migu. And why? Because migu leafturim mishvua lo yamrina. Migu leafturim mishvua lo yamrina. So the option that the ne'emonis will be mitzad migu, Rashi Shita is b'kol hashas, migu leafturim mishvua lo yamrina. So our sugya is not a sugya of migu. The noise is not a noise of migu. It's not the noise of the sugya. Not a noise of migu. What is the noise of the sugya lefirashi? Reb Shimon ben Elozer, very passionate. Moide b'miktsas. He said three. The guy is asking for five. Moide b'miktsas, chayev shvua. Rabbi Kiva comes and he says he's a meishiv aveda. There's a naya klal, a takona de rabbonon, that a person that picks up a aveda and he's helping his friend, doesn't have to make a shvuah. Because we want to encourage it, we want people to be meishiv aveda. The same thing here, the guy did not have to say three, he could have said two. So he's a nice guy. So b'meila, we patter him, every guy that is meishiv aveda, that is coming towards his friend, trying to help his friend, Chazal pattered him mishvuah. He's a meishiv aveda. So the sugi here is not a sugi of migu. Rashi even calls it a takona de rabbonon. That means that meishiv aveda, kida amrinin begitin a takona de rabbonon, a meishiv aveda lo yishovam v'itikun ha'olam. This is the reason in Rabbi Kiva that he's called a meishiv aveda. This is shitas Rashi. Now, we'll start to explain. Aleph. He's a meishiv aveda. Why have you made him a mikzas is not a meishiv aveda? Also, have you made him a mikzas? Make it a kol et rabbonon. He could have been koifer a koil. Now he's very nice and he's moide 50. He's a meishiv aveda. So have you made him a mikzas? Be'etzer will be potu mishvue if it's a takon of meishiv aveda. The answer is Rashi learns that this is the gemara's kasha and gimel amud aleph. Omar Rama mipnei ma Moide b'miktsas ha'tayne yishov, as zogt Rashi, lehevi meishim aveide. Why have you moide b'miktsas doesn't have the ptur of meishim aveide? And Rashi answers the follows, that why he doesn't have a ptur of meishim aveide, because chazok eino domei zpono b'fnei ba'al choyvoi, he doesn't want to be koifer ha'koil. The reason that he didn't have is not because he's a nice person and he's trying to bring back someone else's money so we will go towards him and we'll pater mishvua. He's stuck. He's doing it because he doesn't feel comfortable to be koifer hakoil. The mele, he doesn't have a din if a meishiv aveda. So now we'll go back to our gemara. So why by us he's a meishiv aveda? He feels not comfortable to be koifer hakoil, so he says, treat. Why is a meishiv aveda by us? If you're telling me that every guy doesn't want to be koifer hakoil, and when he meishiv aveda, the regular guy could just carry on driving, he doesn't have to stop the car and pick up the aveda. But here, every guy doesn't want to be koifer hakoil, and the mele has to be made of a mix of the mele, is not a meishiv aveda. So why by us is considered a meishiv aveda? What is the answer? Why is a meishiv aveda? The answer is he didn't have to say three; he could have said two. Zog de Pnei Yeshua, okay? So everybody that been mixed us didn't have to say 50, could have said 40. Zog de Pnei Yeshua, every guy that has to say a number throws a number. 40, 50, yeah, what he said. It's not a kash, he could have said 40, he could have said 50. So why by us is a Meishiv Aveda? And we say the person has to be made. So why is considered a Meishiv Aveda? The answer is by us, val de shtar is mashma too. So the easy way for him would be to say two. He can't be koifer hakol, he doesn't have the chutzpah. But what would come first in his mouth to say two? The first thing would come in his mouth to say two. So while he said three, he's a meishiv aveda. This is the tzus of the shmais. This is the tzus of the shmeis.
Someone's buying the six.
Same thing. Same thing. I said the first number that comes, 50, 60, everything is the same thing. I said no specific number, only by us. There's no. A person, again, it's not wrong. Lefi, Rashi, the reason of Rabbi Akiva is a meishiv aveda. He's nice. The mele he's potu mishvura takone de rabbonon. A person that we see that he's nice and tries to give money to different people, we pater him from shvuas meide b'miktsas. Takone de rabbonon. Why every meide b'miktsas we didn't pater him? Hay svore? Tara says he has to be meide. And when he has to be meide, it doesn't make a difference how much he's meide. So why by us is a meishiv aveda? I mean, he didn't want to be koifer hakol. The answer would be easy for him to say two. And he said three, but mele is a meishiv aveda. This is Shlav Aleph and Biyuv Shitas Rashi, that Lefi Rabbi Akiva is a meishiv aveda, and Lefi Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor, he's chayev al smoide b'miktsas. Klo. We'll go now Shlav Beis Lefi Rashi. So what is the pshat in Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor? Rabbi Akiva said, so good, it's the halacha from Meishiv Aveda. So why Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor is choylek? If Rabbi Akiva pater, it's a Meishiv Aveda, I could have said two. I said three, I'm a nice guy, so pater me mishvua. So why Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor is choylek? So you could have said, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor holds, there's no din of Meishiv Aveda. He doesn't hold the takana de rabbonah. They made it when people pick up Avedas. The person is nice, who said it's a takana? But Vaistah is the Rishonim and Achronim did not want to say that in this point of Bimachlekes, Reb Shimon ben Elozor and Rabbi Akiva. So we back to our question. Shlav Gimel. What is the pshat? Why Rabbi Akiva holds he's a Meishiv Aveda and Reb Shimon ben Elozor does not hold that he's a Meishiv Aveda? What is the Machlekes? Why Reb Shimon ben Elozor does not hold that he's a Meishiv Aveda? Rabbi Akiva said so good, he's not a Meishiv Aveda. Rashi answers it. And Dibur HaMaschil Chayev. And the end of the sugya. Dibur HaMaschil Chayev. Like 15 lines in the bottom. So it's Rashi. Moedim HaMikzah Zavi. When he explains Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor. Ve'eino imeishiv aveide דארומק אומרים דלחסקה בנאמות. סוש השבח הסבורה. אבל כאילו זה מיישי בעבידה. זה משהו לא זריז, נעלה מיישי בעבידה. Why is נעלה מיישי בעבידה? If he says three, everyone says, you see, a nice guy. He could have said two, he said three. Why is this his name? If he says two, people think, he had to say two, it's a star. If he said three, you see I'm honest. So he prefers to say three and to look honest from to say two, and everyone will say, I got it. If he says two, he's chayav two, he makes a shvua three. If he says three, he pays three. But he prefers to say three, not because he's a tzaddik and he wants to give the money to the other person. He's not a tzaddik. He's not a tzaddik. So why he said three? These are the words of Rashi. Ve'einoim meishiv aveide de'arume komarim de'lechaske b'nema. It's a glory diburim. Ve'einoim meishiv aveide de'arume komarim de'lechaske b'nema. He's losing money. But we say, it's not coming from Tzidkus. Nishkin, Grace Tzadik, the guy decided to be nice, to give the other guy money. He said, if I will say two, people will look at me. No. Now I will look good. So, you're right. Could be you're doing it because you're a Tzadik, and could be you want covet. We only help Meshiv Avedas when a guy is nice. When we have 100% clear that the guy meant to be good, we go towards him. But when we have a tzad that the guy is doing it for selfish reasons, that he would look better, we don't give him the kach of Meshiv Aveda. Now, I'm asking that's a very klein esvore, but Rabbi Seinu explained that we don't care that it's a klein esvore, and I will explain. Rashi holds we're not handling migu in the sugi, migu leftur mishvu eloy amri. B'meile, be'etzem, the guy is made up in mikzas, he says three, he's chayev shvu. Now, Rabbi Kiva patterns him, not because he could have said two, and if he will say two, he'll be potu, and madama ha'ilach potu. It's not b'chlad the reason. Migu doesn't patter mishvua. He looks like a good guy. He could have said two, and he's saying three. So, not that he looks like he's not a liar. It's not what we see. He's generous. He's trying to help. He's trying to give money to people. Oh, a guy that's asking him to give money to people, we're going towards him. Zok Rab Shimon ben Elazar, I don't hold that it's so clear that he's going towards that person. And again, for pattering mishvua for the takana de rabbonon, we need 100% clear that the guy is a chefz of a meishiv aveide. Why the guy is doing it? Such a tzaddik, patter him from mishvua. Such a tzaddik. Chashbonos, he wants to look good. The person pays some money to look good. The person pays a lot of money to look good. So b'meile, you can't patter him from meishiv aveide. Mikol Mokum Lefi Rashi, the noise of the sugi is Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds he's a regular moide b'miktzas that he said 3 out of 5 that he could have said 2 lo mashane, but lemaisa now he said 3 out of 5 he's a moide b'miktzas. Rabbi Akiva holds he writes that he's a moide b'miktzas, but as a svor of meishiv aveide he could have said 2. This makes him a meishiv aveide that he said 3, and we patter him mishvua mikoyach the svore of a meishiv aveide. And Zot Rashi in the end of the sugya, and why Reb Shimon ben Elazar did not hold from it? So we said, he could have said that maybe he's chaylik and meishiv aveide. Rashi does not want to say that he's chaylik and meishiv aveide. Rashi speaks it out clear. Now the reason that he's potu mishvua chayev mishvua is not a meishiv aveide because arume komar. Tesvis is chaylik and the whole sugya and Rashi. And Lama Zendos Keseda. The first akdoma is Teisvus, and our Teisvus is a little bit missing, Teisarosh fills it up in all of the Teisvusim. Teisvus holds there's no sugi of Meshiv Aveda. Meshiv Aveda is a takona when someone finds Avedas. In our sugi, we're not going with the takona the Rabbanon of Meshiv Aveda. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar is very close, so the guy is made of a mikzas. What is the reason of Rabbi Akiva that patterns him? Migu, I could have said 2 and I would be potu. I said 3, believe me, b'migu. If I would say 2, I would not be chayev shvua. Believe me, b'migu, that I could have said 2. When I say 3, I'm nema. This is the way Tesis learns the sugi. And now the Tesisim are going to explain if it's a migu, why the fear of Shimon ben Elazar is no migu. And then Tais will explain and why Lefi Rabbi Akiva is a migu. And we'll see the Taisis in Kaseida. First we'll see the first Taisis on Mudalef. V'shma mino heilach pot. So Taisis is stelling his kasha. Lefi the tzad that if you would say two, he would be potu. So Rabbi Akiva is givaldik, a regular fest amigu. I could have said two. I said three, so I'm potu. Mishvu. If I would say two, I would be potu. Heilach. So I said three, I'm also potu. Oh, but what is the pshat in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Zog Taisis. V'im toimar yenema b'sholosh. Migu di boi omar shtay? Again, if Rashi says that a kasha, migu leftu mishvu elo yamrine. V'yesh loimar keivon de heilach potu. Im yoimar shtayim have le koifer hakoil. V'ein odom meis. Nomud beis, nomud alef. This is the first Taisis, nomud alef. V'im toimar b'an Taisis. He a neman b'sholosh, the migu di boi omar shtayim. He has a migu. V'yishleimar keiman de'heilach potu im yoimar shtayim have le'koifer hakoil ve'ein od ameis. There's no migu. Taisis is mechadish a huge chiddush that normally we know koifer hakoil ein od ameis ponov. Are everybody b'miktzas, why he doesn't have a migu that he could have been koifer hakoil? Taisis says in the Gimel Amud Aleph because a person does not want to be koifer hakoil. Because ain't no domains, but this is Taisis learned that this is the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph. Every Moed of Mikzas believe in Bemigu that it be Koifer HaKoil. And Taisis says that it's not a Migu, because ain't no domains, he doesn't want to be Koifer HaKoil. So Taisis, Weil Heilach Potu, Mikfilush. So the two go out of the picture, so I was Ki'ilu Koifer HaKoil. So you want, believe me, Sholosh, Bemigu that I would say to. If I would say two, I would be considered ke'ilu I'm a koifer hakoil. If I would say two, I'm like a koifer hakoil. Right? Why? Because heilach is out of the picture, lemadama heilach potu. So if I would be considered ke'ilu I was koifer hakoil, if I would say two, I would be considered ke'ilu I was a koifer hakoil. So if I would be considered ke'ilu I was a koifer hakoil if I say two, but mainly, I don't have a migu that I could have said to. Such a fest, the chiddush of Taisvis. But it was like so glad to Taisvis. I never understood it exactly. Maizi was not koifer hakoil. Maizi was moiden too. Aval heilach potu etzkiilu. But Taisvis mamish lived it so stark. Mamish understood it so stark. Till Taisvis says, so I don't have a pshat in Rabbi Akiva now. Ach, it's not a migu. And the ganze Rabbi Akiva is only a migu. And for the Israelis, will Rabbi Akiva lo yave ozus the Messiah l'shtore? Now, Rabbi Nochem spoke out, and it's also printed in the Sefer. Lefi Rashi, Lemosh, Rashi said Rabbi Akiva is not a migu. It's a meishiv aveide. It's a meishiv aveide. I, Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elazar is a migu. There's no migu Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rashi doesn't hold for migu. Migu doesn't pat mishvu. So when you ask Rashi, what does that tell us on Taisis Kashe? Migu doesn't patur mishvua. So he doesn't have to say no chidush. Lefi Rashi, this Taisis is extra. There's no kashe. Migu doesn't patur mishvua. He doesn't have to say that it's ha'oze, and then to say Lefi Rabbi Akiva, it's not ha'oze. Lefi Rashi, Migu, v'yishloimar, Migu doesn't patur mishvua. Rashi had a different kashe. Aber, he's a meshiv aveide. He's such a nice guy, he could have said too. Rashi is such a nice guy. He has cheshbonos. Here, I want to say a dakis. Hopefully, you'll chap it as poshet. Why Taisis didn't answer his kasha like Rashi? V'imteimah lefir b'shir min elazor. He has a migu. He could have said to v'yishleimah. He likes to say three. It looks better. Why Taisis didn't answer like Rashi?
Because a migu still has.
Again, lefir Rashi, migu doesn't exist. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm such a tzaddik, chazal patur me. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar nishta zah tzaddik, you like to say three, you look better. Say. Now, Taisis learns, on takon on rabbonon. I have migu, I could have said shtayim. I have a migu, I could have said shtayim. Rabbi Akiva is givaldik. For Taisis, what Rabbi Shimon Elazar? Such a good migu, what's that Rabbi Shimon Elazar? So Taisis, he's scared. Why? And he said, hey, like, we came shtayim, game potu, ain't no domains. Why Taisis didn't answer poshut? You know why it's not a good migu? Guys like to say three. Looks much better. Doesn't look much better? I said, yeah, it looks honest. Does it look better? Naftali. Does it look better when I say three? Rashi says it looks better. I trust Rashi. Don't argue. You can say Rashi, Taze didn't know Rashi. But we have to decide that Taze knows everything. Yeah? So why Taze doesn't say... Again, Rashi, the Kashi, Michlal, Nish, Given, Akashi. Rashi, Michlal doesn't hold that it's Migu Patters. He doesn't have to say that it's Migu De'aroze. He doesn't need his own world, Nish, Ken, Kashi, Nish, Ken, Teretz. Heilach doesn't make it Koifer HaKoil. He doesn't have a problem after the Trabakime. So glad is Svorev and Meshi Vaveda. The guy is nice. And Rabshim Malozo hold, there's no right that the guy is nice. So, don't ask me, Akashi has a Migu Kudus and Shnaim. Migu doesn't count. It's only a Rabbi Kiva holds, Migu also doesn't patter. No, Rabbi Kiva holds the Meshi Vaveda. Rabshim Malozo, it doesn't look so nice. As he's on Akashi himself. Taisus came, Chob Akashi, you have a Migu. And this is the loveliness of Rabbi Kiva. It's like Taisus, he's scared. Because Heilach makes him Kuefer HaKoyim. Such a good pshat, I fell off Rabbi Kiva. The Teretz is Zogni of Nochem, if you're shtickle, know how to learn. If you didn't think about it, you don't know how to learn. So what if I like to say three? If I have a migu, I could have said two. Believe me, if I'm a ganev, you're right that I look nice, I'll make cheshbonos. Ganovim do what they want. You want to trust me, I have, especially if it's krach hatayne. I could have said two, I could have won. I like, I don't like. This is a different talent. Migu de aoze, I'm scared. I'm scared to say two. It's not an option. And Meshiv Aveda, it's not a question scared or not scared. You come over and say, believe me, I look so good. I'm such an honest guy. I'm trying to give out money. So because I'm trying to give out the money and not to keep money, so I'm doing a nice Maisa Chesed, so pattern me. You see, I'm good. I'm trying to help. You're not trying to. Oh, we're trying to get a shtickle covered. Please don't take credit. So, Mela, we don't batter you. But Meshiv Aveda, it's enough that you have another reason to be Nishkin Meshiv Aveda. You have a purpose. A purpose doesn't take away Migu. Migu is an option. What takes away Migu? That is not an option. I'm scared. And we'll see it Kaseida. Lefitesmes, what could break a migu, it's a fist alumnus of Nochem. What could break a migu is only migu de haoze. Haoze, this is not an option. I'm coming, I have a migu, I could have said this. You can't, you're scared. So this is not an option, so I don't have a migu. So now we have Tzusa de Shmaise, and it's Kaseida. Rashi never learned that it's haoze. He doesn't learn that it's Kuefer HaKoil. It's not Kuefer HaKoil, it was Moiden Shtaim. Because Heilach is potter, it's called Kefer HaKoyim, Chidushi Teisvus. Teis made up such a pshat. Maskim? The Teretz is Lefi Rashi. Rabbi Kiva never said Migu. No one asked the Kasha of Migu. And why we didn't ask the Kasha of Migu? Because Migu doesn't patu Mishvur. We only potu mitzad the Sugi of Meshim Aveda. Rabbi Shimon Lozohov, Nishkinazah Meshim Aveda, Nishkinazah Tzadiko. Nishkinazah Tzadiko. Does it the Rashi. And you don't take some of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, you're not tzaddik. Claim his votes. Teisvus asked mitzad migu. That Rabbi Kiva has a migu, why Rabbi Shimon Elazar doesn't have a migu? And that he can answer the Teisvus, the Rashi's Teretz, that the guy prefers. Only if he prefers, but he has a migu. He had the answer, it's a migu there. Now, miyad we'll see in Amud Beis. This is good if Heilach is potu. So Rabbi Kiva is givaldik, he has a migu, and we have to struggle to find pshat, vos mit Rav Shimon Elazar. But if Heilach is chayev, so Rav Shimon Elazar is very good, there's no migu. What do you say? You say two? Two is also chayev. But what is the pshat in Rabbi Kiva? Why is potu? Look at Taisus on the base. Le'olam shtayim chayev. The afal gav the b'shtayim chayev. So why lefi Rabbi Kiva he has a migu? The words. But why he has a migu? וכשאומר שתיים נראה יויסר נאמו לפי שהשטר מסי. It looks better. So we'll start. Taisa is saying like this. If it's Migu, so before, when that said that Heilach is potu, Shtayim is potu, so he has a Migu, could have said Shtayim, Rabbi Kiva is good, my time in Rabbi Shimon Elozo, I answered Heilach is like Kofir HaKoyl, and Mele, it's Migu Da Ozer. Rabbi Kiva Ozer, Messiah Lishtor, it's not Migu Da Ozer. But if Heilach is Chayev, so forget, now Rabbi Shimon Elozo is good, it's no Migu. But what is the Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? What is the Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? Why Lefi Rabbi Kiva, I have a Migu? I could have said Shtayim, but if you would say Shtayim, what would happen if you would say Shtayim? Rabbi Chaya. No, so what is the Migu? I say three, and potu mishvue, why? Because I'll say shtayim, Rabbi Chaya. Now here again, Rabbi Nochum said, Lefi Rashi, the kasha is not a kasha. Why Lefi Rashi is not a kasha? So why Lefi Rashi is not a kasha? You write it if I'll say shtayim, I'm Chaya. Now that I said shalosh, I gave you, I'm nice, I'm generous. I could have said shtayim, pay two, and make a shvu and three. I'm generous. I said three. Some of Meshiva Veda. I'm not coming because of Migu. Migu is, I could have said this and I'd be potu, believe me here. Fake days, but there's no Migu. And Shtayim am Chayim. The Firashi is not a parsha of Migu. Firashi is not a parsha of Migu. The Firashi, I'm a Meshiva Veda. If I would say two, you would get two. I was so generous and I went and I gave you a piece. I gave you three. Oh, a nice guy. He gives up money, we potter him. This is Meshiva Veda. If he returns money of people back, we potter him. This is the chefs of Meshiva Veda. Tesis Lashitosa that learned that it's a migu. What Tesis answers?
Firashi
is not
a nice guy.
What?
Firashi is not a nice guy.
Why is not a nice guy?
Because by two,
he would have
been
higher. So the Gemara asks, isn't that? Right? Oh, but he's a nice guy. He's a Meshiva Veda. He's a real Meshiva Veda. You could ask, maybe the guy has Cheshbonos. Maybe yes, maybe not. Oh, but he's a real Meshiva Veda. He could have said two, and you have lost one, and he's Meshiva Veda. He's giving you three. He's a Meshiva Veda. You could ask, he has Cheshbonos. Oh, but if it's a Migu, it doesn't start. What is a Migu? If I would say this, I'm potu, you're not be potu. If you say two,
Cheshbonos is also
living there.
Keep
on living there. Mele. Everyone is migu lefi teis. The mele. Frek teisus, where is the migu? Zog teisus achidush. You know why is a migu? While if he says two, he looks more honest. And he said three. So the mele, it's also a migu. Rav Nochum said, here is the first raya in Shas that is a migu that is not kriyah hatayna. And if he would say two, he would not be potu mishvua. This is only a biru. Look that I'm an honest guy. Because if I'm a ganev, I would say two. Why I'm saying three? It's a raya that I'm saying the truth. So Rav Nochum said, lemaise here it's laftur mishvua. I mean, what he wants to gain, that he will not have to make a shvua on the fourth and on the fifth. If I would say two, I'll be chayav a shvua. Now that I'm saying three, believe me that I'm honest, and I don't have to make a shvua, because if I'm a belayer, I would say two. I too, I would also be chayav a shvua, but I would look better. So believe me that I'm honest, and part of me is shvua. It's not koyach hatayne, because by two I'm not potu. It's a biru. But mikol makoyim, so we see that it's a migu on a koyach hatayne. But again, here it's laftur mishvua. Laftur mishvua, alamo we need a biru. Here, alamo we need a biru, right? But laftur mishvua. It doesn't mean that we need a koyach hatayne, but laftur mishvua. Now, we'll go to the next place. Again, this Arosh speaks it out so close. Now the Gemara says, no, heilach is chayim. But why you potu? Two reasons. Other Messiah l'shtore, two reasons. So Rabbi Akiva is good now. Because if he says shtayim is potu. So if he says shtayim is potu. Other ein ishboi makfir es karkois, other vesayel ishto. But if he has shimon elozo, why he doesn't have a migu? He could have said shtayim. Tesis is back to his question in Amud Aleph, but here he doesn't have the answer of Amud Aleph. And Amud Aleph, what he answered? Why is that a migu that he will say shtayim? What was the answer? Because heilach potu. So if he says shtayim, he's a kofer hakol. Oh, but now we're going that heilach is chayiv. Just, I mean, he's potu from the shvuah. Yeah, he's potu from the shvuah. Why is potu from the shvuah? He's potu from the shvuah because ein ishboi makfirs karkoes mesayel ishtore. So he has a migu. He could have said shtayim. Look at Loshna Teisvitz. Lo'olam shtayim potu ve'ilachayev. V'im toimar, keivon de'ilachayev. Ki omar na'am shtayim, eina koifer ha'koel. וכי יאמר שלוש יהיה נאמן במיגודי בו יאמר שתיים ומאיתי מן הרב שמעון אלא עזור דסיין קשי הוא עמוד א' שזה עמוד א' מיאנצל והילך פוטור את כאילו הכויפר הכויל But now that we say that Heilach is Chayev, but he's potu mishvue for two different reasons. Other Messiah leshtore, other he's potu mishvue because ein nishpoim al kfir Hashem to akores. So he has a migu. Ve'yesh lo imar the svir elei the mashe hashtar Messiah ein otoyem berotzei lefi shenire shemachmas hashtar moide ve'im lo hashtar o yokoyfer akol. What is the Talz of Christmas? Shai, what is the Talz of Christmas? Why doesn't it have a Migu? He could have said Shtayim. What is the answer? He doesn't want to say Shtayim. Tisarosh adds, and it's Ha'ozet to say Shtayim. We need his words. Not Stam, he prefers to say three. But he has a Migu, he could have said Shtayim. Taisus answers he doesn't want to say Shtayim. And Taisarosh adds, Vehavi Ha'ozo. And we explain the way we're learning Yaakov, the way we're learning Al-Pi Reb Nochem, this is the Avonah. It's not enough to say V'yeshloimah, but he likes to say three. That was Rashi's Pshat in Meshiv Aveda. Taisus doesn't have this Pshat, I like to say. I like to say doesn't help. What is the answer? V'yeshloimah, I don't want to say two. Why? Because it looks like I'm trying to be Koifer HaKoyim, and Tesarosh calls it Ha'oze. So Be'etzem, put the Avon of Reb Nochem, Advorim Meirim. Not Stam, it's not a Shitoso. It's Dvorim Brurim. Rashi learns, Migu Bichlal is not discussed. Options. The only Shaila is if I look like a Meshiv Aveda or not. Rabbi Akiva holds I'm a Meshiv Aveda. Rabbi Shimon Lazar holds, for different reasons I like to say three, I'm not a Meshiv Aveda. There's no kashas and no tirutzim. Everything is good. You can't ask him, I have a migu. Migu doesn't matter. Meshiv Aveda, he's not. Rashi explained why he's not. Because he's not. It looks better to say three, so he's not a Meshiv Aveda. And Rabbi Akiva holds, he is. Zayako. Taisus that learns that it's a migu, he goes back and forth. If Shtayim is potur, Rabbi Akiva is good. My time in Rabbi Shimon and Ozo. And Amud Aleph, he answers, because if Heilach Potur is Koifer HaKoyim, and Amud Beis, if Heilach Chayev, he can't answer that, so he answers the same kasha again, and he's Mechadish a bigger Chiddush. Val Messiah Leshtore, it's like a Koifer HaKoyim, and Tesarosh adds, Vehavi Ha'oze. You must, you don't understand why it's Ha'oze. I also don't understand. Baruch Hashem, we found Tesarosh, that says it. But not, look at Roshna Tesvis. He doesn't want to say Shtayim. Not, he prefers to say three. Because this is the Knech. It's one vote. Lefi Rashi, Meshiv Aveda is, wow, he's nice. No, he likes to do that. Oh, it's Meshiv Aveda. But for Amigo, it's not matter if he likes or not. But he could have said that like that, he has Amigo. But Mele Teisa starts. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, if he's potur, it's glad. This was the first thesis and the last thesis. Now thesis asks in the middle thesis, but on the side that is chayev, where is the migu lefi Rabbi Akiva? Again lefi Rashi, so what if it's no migu? But Meshiv Aveda is. You're asking why is the Meshiv Aveda? Maybe he knows the cheshbonos. This is the Gemara, Aruve Kumari. The Gemara doesn't like it. The Gemara says, better to say that he's potter from Chayim, because maybe he's not a Meshiv Aveda. Din me'arum ekomarim. But you don't ask the Kashi why he's a Meshiv Aveda. He's a Meshiv Aveda. Masha'inga lefi Teisus, it's a Migu. Frek Teisus, where is the Migu? This is the Tzur of the Shmaisa. It's glat. And it's be'etzim l'shitosam keseder. And Dav Gimel in every place. Rashi holds there's no sugi of migul afturim mishvur lo yamrinen. There's no migul afturim mishvur lo yamrinen. There's no sugi that you potter mishvur lefi Teisus. Lefi Rashi, it's the whole sugi. The sugi of Meshiv Aveda. Moshengel lefi Teisus fakar. There's no Meshiv Aveda. Meshiv Aveda is a svore and metzias. Here's bichlal under the sugi of a migul and fakar. We said that Teisus holds migul de'ozel leafturim mishvur lo yamrinen. Stam, it's like to have it in the keshenen. Teisus holds migul de'ozel leafturim mishvur lo yamrinen. It's not stam that Teisus says it. Lefi Teisus, it's the whole sugi of Nafdalet, back and forth, back and forth. Migu da'ozel afturim mishvur lo yamrinen. And Tais has to say that this house, Lefi Rashi, Migul Haftur Mishvur B'chlal Lo Yamrinen, the Sugis Beis Shiva Veide. But I'm saying, when Tais was Mechadish, that Migul Haftur Mishvur Lo Yamrinen, it's not only a Tais in Daf Gimel. The way we're learning now, with three Tais HaRoshi, you see inside, it's Mamash, Mashlim, Amaskin, and Tais is like, every time you're just missing that word of the Migul Haftur Klo. And after he answers the Zahosa, every time he has the Kasha, so what is the Pshat in Rav Akiva? It's not a Hose. This is the Holach Yelich. This is the first Chelik of the Sugya. Lom again, now to the second Chelik. So it's Mevuyer in the Gemara Lemaskone that Beshtayim Yupotu. Beshtayim Yupotu. Beshtayim Yupotu. If you slow him, Mal Voim El Chomesh, Loi Voim El Shtayim, Yupotu. The Gemara is Medayeket. Why we spoke only on Sholosh, Mashma B'Shtayim Yupotu. Also the Gemara says, if not, it's Arum Ekomarim, why B'Shtayim Yupotu? Mal V'Oimer Chomesh, V'Loi V'Oimer Shtayim, L'Kule Alma Yupotu. Why Yupotu? Why Yupotu? Ha'iluchu, you're regular Moedim Mikzas. And here I will say even better, if it tastes, you even don't have a migu. Why b'shtayim you be potu? Firashi, you're not a meishim aveda. So why b'shtayim? The Gemara is medayik that lekula alme that b'shtayim you potu. And the Gemara gives three reasons. If heilach potu, shtar is like heilach. If heilach is chayev, mesaya leishtore. And the third terrors is ein ishboim al kfiras shibut karkoes. And this is the second chilek of the sugya that we're learning now. That lekula alme lo zav Reb Shimon lo zav Rav Akiva b'shtayim lekula alme yupotu for three reasons. Leman de'omar heilach potu yupotu because I shtorek moide beheilach. Leman de'omar heilach chayev yupotu mesayel leshtore inami ein nishboim al oido al kfir hashibut karkotz. We will start with the first terence. Leman de'omar heilach yupotu. Why yupotu? Because it's heilach. Why it's Heilach? You see, why it's Heilach? Why when Shtayim is Heilach? So Rashi says, Val is a Shibut Karkoy. So what? So what? So the Gidulei Truma starts, he says. Bishneim elefi derishoinim. That Heilach is, Hareil shelcho, I'm going to give it to you. Mezumen lifroya. Ein lecho mezumen lifroya, God will mize. Right? It's not so glad. This is called Arayim Shilcho Bechol Mokim Shehem. It's not Arayim Shilcho. It's not again. I will explain. I will explain. Lefi derishoinim that I'm about to give the shibud I'm about to give. But if lefi Rashi heilach was arei shelcho velo yotzeisim, it's yours. It's yours. It's by me, but it's yours. Karka is not yours. It's my karka. You have a schus to collect it. It's never arei shelcho lefonecho. Rashi said that, and some were showing you all dafka pikot. Milvenak, because Milvelo itzoin nitno. Only pikotin hareim shelcho bechol mokim shem yad shemer ki yad baile. Here lechurure it's not mamish. What we'll have to say is zog the Pnei Yeshua that val he has a shibud. It's keilu the same. No. As I zog the Pnei Yeshua, we'll have to say. Aber lefi the Rambam that heilach is that he mamish gave it. That's even more shvur. Some say no. It's even Kilo he gave it.
It's not strong.
When he gave it. Here it's by me. It's not by him. It can't be strong. Gave it. He never gave it. It can't be stronger from giving it. He never gave it.
I said again.
He never gave it. Can be better from giving. The moshel can never be better from the nimshel. Tzanochamon. Why it's called Heilach? The Gemara says that the Shtar is considered Heilach. The Shtar is considered Heilach. Rashi says, Val is a Shibud. Zog the Gidulei Terume. Lefi the Rishonim, I understand. It's Oymed to give. Here also, it's Oymed Leigovitz. אבל לפי רשי הרי הם שולחו בכל מוקים שהם באיזה מתי שרוש ואני אעשה דסקשה אין דלת עמוד א' רשי כוסר דווקא בפיקודן אבל בעמוד בייס חזינן בשטר תן איבן על עצנה לפיקודן it's also considered הילך so זאת דפני ישוע yeah, it's even legal it's כאילו שלו אבל לפי רמב״ם Friend of Chaim, you have to mamish give it. So you have to mamish give it. If you have to mamish give it, lechure, you're not mamish give it. What will say? Kolayimin leigobes kili, you mamish gave it. Kenzai. So we have to be masked with this Indian. We'll get back to why it's mamish considered eilach. Now we'll go to the next shlav of the sugi. I'll call the third chelik of the sugi. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Mitoyen Venitan Aloche Dalet. Look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam inside. Look at the Rambam inside. Look at the Rambam. Ein moide be mikzas chayev shvuye ad sheyoide be dovor sheefshor loy likfor boy. Look at the Rambam. אין לחייב שבוע עד שיועד בדובר שאפשר לקפור בו קיצר מי שטוען על חברו ואומר לו מאות דינורים יש לי אצלך חמישים שבשטר זה וחמישים בלוי שטר ועוד אלוי it's missing a word אין לך ביודי אלו חמישים שבשטר אין זה מוידה במקצס התיינה שהרי השטר לא טוען כפירו סוי Here he adds a couple of words in Nibshah. But I call the Chosm Shabbat in Boy, we'll skip it now. And even Kofa Boy, Chayev Leshalem. Lefichoch Nishba Eses Al HaChamish. Zog the Rambam. If a person is Moide B'Mikzas, and moment She'eino Yochel Likfor Boy. What is moment She'eino Yochel Likfor Boy? What is moment She'eino Yochel Likfor Boy? He comes over, you owe me 50 b'shtar for 50 b'alpe. B'shtar he can't be koifer, there's a shtar against him. B'alpe he could be koifer. So he's moide b'momen she b'shtar, and he's koifer b'momen she b'alpe. Zog the Rambam is no moide b'mikzas. You have to be koifer b'momen she yochel ikfor boy. So b'mele he's not a moide b'mikzas, he's a koifer ikfor, b'mele he's potter. If a guy was moide b'momen she'eino yochel likfor boy, he's not considered a moide b'mikzas. Ad sheyoide b'momen she'yochel likfor boy. Frek tzach dekash, so why our gemore b'shtayim has to say three terutzim? Heilach, mesaya l'shtore, and shibut karkoes. Answer, you know why? B'shtayim, l'kula am his potter, he's not moide b'mikzas? Because it's moment she have shalik for boy. Meshtaim, he's chayev shvua, he's potu mishvua, because it's moment she have shalik for boy. Why the Gemara has to say that if he's moide b'shtaim, he's potu oda mitzad eilach, oda mitzad mesaya leishtore, oda mitzad enishvoyim al kfir ha-shibut karkoes. You know why he's made of Stein? The Stein at least says Stein. So you can't be Koifer on Stein. So our Gemara is three Terutzim. Right, three Terutzim. All of the three...
Question is the fifth
The Gemara says, Lekule alme Stein yupotu. The Stein we said is no Migu, is no Rabbi Kiva. Everyone is the same. Why you potu b'shtayim? For three reasons. Nisht etz heilach, mesayel eshtore, and kfir ha-shibut karkoes. Lefi kule alme. We said there's no shaykhis. B'shtayim lekule amma yupotu only for that reason.
B'shtayim says there's something.
Again,
then if you just say
half. The Gemara says, why b'shtayim yupotu? Three different reasons. I don't understand what he's saying. It's the Gemara. There are three reasons why yupotu b'shtayim. No new reasons. Other mitzad, the Gemara says, it's an eilach. Other mitzad, mesayel l'shtore. Other mitzad, shkishim l'karkoiz. Three terutzim in the Gemara. Fregen ale mefoshim lefi the Rambam. Why you need three terutzim? We have a fourth me'alach. We have a fourth me'alach. The reason yupotu mishvua, because you have to be moide b'mamoin sheyochel likfor boy, and this is mamon sheyin yochel likfor boy, because he has to be moide in the two. No, the case of the Rambam also. Look, you saw the Rambam inside. Look in the Rambam inside. The whole reason we said to look in the Rambam inside. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam says when there's a star, this is mamon sheyochel likfor boy. The case of the Rambam is star. Not stam an andere case. If you have a shtar, zog the Rambam, and you say, you owe me 50 b'shtar v'50 b'al peh, and I'm moide in the moment she b'shtar, it's not going to do as b'al din, ad she yoide b'moment she yochel likfor boy. And it also makes sense. You come to me, you ask me money that I can't be koifer, and I'm moide, and then you make me moide b'mikzah, no? Then you make me moide b'mikzahs. So we'll start. The Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva, they answer, they say it, that when the Gemara says Messiah l'shtore, this is what the Gemara meant. That it's Momen she'ein yochel likfor boy. The Rambam learned that this is one of the terutzim of the Gemara. That the klal of the Rambam, that moide b'momen she'ein yochel likfor boy, is not a moide b'mikzas. This is the middle teretz. Messiah l'shtore. The Gemara means not that Edim say like him, not that Edim Messiah apart from Yeshua, while he can't be koifer, so he doesn't have a din if Moedim meets us. As they Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva wandel in pshat, the loike Rashi, the loike Tezus, a new pshat in Messiah, the loike Balamor, the loike Ramad, the loike Rosh, that the pshat in Messiah l'shtore is not that the shtar is Messiah, b'meile is no dror of Moedim meets. All the Esberim that we said, what is the Pshat of Messiah l'shtore? Well, he can be koifer. So if we learn like that, so we have maybe answer on the Rambam. Okay, we have to know why the Rambam brought down Kfir Hashibut Karkoy is here. Aber, we have a Pshat of the Rambam. That the Pshat of the Rambam, moment she neyochel likfor boy, the Rambam learned that it's the third teretz of the middle teretz of the Gemara. It's a nice Pshat. It's a doichak. Why it's a doichak? הרי נגמור לחור הסדת למדו אמר הילך חייב למדו אמר הילך פוטו נגמור נאמר סדת יסוד הוא יפסקן הילך פוטו נד מסתבר so this terrace will leave a second זוג דרן נמוקי יוסף אין רשבו a terrace on the Rambam. The Rambam learned when the Gemara said we have three answers why Shtayim Potu. One answer Heilach Potu, the male is no more than Mikzas, Messiah Lishore, Kfur Shuba Shikar Kores. The Rambam learned that the first teretz of the Gemara. The first teretz of the Gemara, what the Gemara answers, that the reason is potu b'shvur because he's heilach. Are it's not heilach. Rashi said it's a shibut. We didn't understand it. Even we understood it. Lefi the Rambam, we for sure did not understood it. The teretz says it's not heilach. The Gemara means the same way heilach is potu. Moment she'ein yochel likvor is also potu. The Gemara doesn't mean that these shtayim are heilach. Hari lefi the Rambam, these shtayim are not heilach. Hari never gave them. So it's no shaychus the heilach. The Gemara means lomdus. Azei b'man do'omar heilach potu. The same lomdus will say That moment she'ein ha'yochel likver is potul. Give me the kovet. With the Loshon Aran. Rambam said that the Aran finishes in his nishtemes. But Yosef, the Rashbo, the Aran is like. אבל הרמב״ם ולפי דבורו בשלימה דהודה יזו היי לגמור אצל מסייל לשתור this is only לפי רבחי that hey לחייב we don't pass on it על הרב שיש אז דומה hey לחפותו כל שאינו יוכל לקבור בוי כהי לחדומי והיינו דאמרינן והשטר דקומוידו בוי כהי לחדומי שמע מינו דה הילך פוטו למ משום שיבוד קרקועס וכמו שפירש רעשי נאים no שייכס not because it's שיבוד קרקועס even if it be no שיבוד קרקועס the reason is פוטו because it's מומן שאין יכול לקפור בו so as they be מומן שאין יכול לקפור בו אז הייתי הילך הספוטו, מומן שאני יכול לקפור בו הספוטו. פרקתי בסי יוסף, אז לא נסתם על זה שייכס. הילך לפי דרמב"ם, אז דרי גייבת. מומן שאני יכול לקפור, אז מומן שאני יכול לקפור בו. Why this is called like הילך? I understand. What is the צושטר? And he explains himself. If I would look like Rashi, that he's about to give it, so מומן שאני יכול לקפור is also about to give it. אבל לפי דה רמב״ם, it's that he gave it. The קצויס brings down the בסי יוסף. זה דבר לקצויס, and פי זיין סיף קוטן קימא, סיף קוטן דה אי. קוסף בבנק הבייס, זה בסי יוסף. יש גימגום. זה לא מיקרי, אי לך אלו כשנויס לה בבייס דין מיד, אבל היא אומר לו, בבייסי ואתנן, אלו כה אין זה אי לך. כל שכן בנידן, מתאמך יש לקיים דין זה. זה מיקרי מומן שאני יוכל לקפור בוי. So it says, yeah, but how it stems in the Gemara? The Bis Yosef died. Was one sad to understand the way that Azevi Heilach is potu, Momen Shir Yochel Likvor Boy is also potu. So the Bis Yosef, I just don't understand, it's not mamish the same. Zog the Ktsois, I will explain to you. Lefi the Ramba, why Heilach is potu? Because he gave it. So what if he gave it? What is the longest? How you understand it in the Rambam? Why Heilach is potu? How you learn Rambam? Heilach is potu. Why Heilach is potu? He gave it. So what? What? So the vote is Zog Diktzois. I will add a little bit. You don't need my Hoidoy. You don't need me. You don't need my Hoidoy. So the Melech can like a Kofer Hakoyd. Not stand because it's cut out. You don't need me. It's good. Normally the vote is Moedah B'Miktzas. Moedah b'miktzas, the vote is I'm Moedah b'miktzas. I'm Moedah b'miktzas. And asmach ma'aridoe, you get chelek. Asmach ma'aridoe, you get chelek. So the also chelek also. I gave it already. Moment she yachalik for you also don't need me. Moment she yachalik for you also don't need me. So again, you don't need to come to ma'aridoe. Again, so if we'll call it, we have two pshatim. Why? Again, we have the kasha al das haramba, and I will put the two kashas together. One kasha when we started the second part of the sugya, we asked the firashi. I hear that it's heilach. For the ramba, we can't hear that exactly it's heilach. So we said midav zogim. Kolayim eligavus kigobidomi. They bring it down here in the Ore 175. Kalemeli Govis Kigobidami from the Stipler, it's Kilo I gave it. It's Kilo I gave it. Then we had another kasha. The Ramam is Mechadish and Nuyasoy. Moman Sheino Yochelik for it is no parsha of Moedah b'Miktzas. Frank the Rishonim, it's against the Gemara. Zog the Ran and the Rashman and Mukir Yosef. The Rambam learned that the Heilach here is not a Heilach like Rashi. It's a Tzushtel Belomdis. As they be Heilach is potu, the same Yesoid moment Shen Yecholik for his potu. Mandoma Heilach Shchayev, ממש אין לי יכול לקבוע זו עושה חייב. אבל המנדה אומר, אז זה ביוסי הלך פוטו, ממש שאני יכול לקבוע זו עושה פוטו. Why? Why? What's the long this? Like the Siyasa, what is the Tushta? Here he gave it, here he didn't give it. Zog the Ktsois. I'm reading Pshat. Why Heilach is Potter? Because you don't need my Horidoi. It's already done. It's over already. So you don't need me. You're not Mischayev al Pi Horidoi. You're not Siloshin Ktsois inside. You're not Mischayev al Pi Horidoi. If this is the long this, you're not Mischayev al Pi Horidoi. Here also, you don't need me. You chayev before I open my mouth, you chayev. So, b'meila, you're not considered the meila b'miktzos. Now, this ktzois and this Rambam, the first chelik sounds so light. Achidush of the Rambam, the answer is dasi gufa de gemore. The Ram, Rashman, Muki Yosef, and the ktzois explains it. The problem of the sugi is that the Rambam himself, in the same cases, says different. We'll see a Rambam Yechis Eidus, Perek Chof Beis, Aloch Beis, and more Rambam. Let's Hashem tomorrow, we'll go back to it.